When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? It's estimated over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hi, Christy.
Hey, Will.
How are you?
I'm good.
We've got a kind of a strange start to our show because our wonderful engineer, Brian, is not here today. So Trevor is with us. So for the first time ever, hey, Trevor.
Why, hello.
we get to hey in our guest, which we've never done before,
yeah,
Christy.
Yeah, welcome and welcome back, Trevor. He was actually signed on first. So he should be the one that's conducting all.
Exactly. I am ready to go.
Great. Awesome. Walk us through the contest today, Trevor. What are the rules and what's going on?
I think you're
going
to find this is going to be some fun.
So we are back again, everybody, with our super awesome contest to become the next big voice actor. And thank you so much, Trevor, for joining us as our special guest today.
My pleasure.
So, Trevor, you know, we told you about the launch of this contest. We ended up getting over 4,000 entries that we then whittled down to the top 16. Wow. And they are going the first 16, the sweet 16, I'm coining that phrase, are going to be going to the Elite Eight, the winners, coining that phrase as well, to then the Final Four. I love all these things I made up.
Yeah.
But we are so happy. The competition has been...
Risky!
I'm right here.
What the f***, dude? Are you all right?
Hey, Brendan, can we maybe be in the middle of our podcast instead of you swearing all over the place?
What the f*** is going on?
I swear. Come here. I'm recording a podcast. Yeah, I was screaming because I'm talking to Will Friedle and he makes me scream.
What the hell, Brendan?
He said, "What the hell, Brendan?" He thought I got hurt.
I'd like to point out that he's actually one of the executive producers of this show. It shows how little he knows of what's actually happening.
Okay. He's the perfect executive producer. Then.
Exactly.
Yes, exactly. Pretty much, yeah. No, that's awesome.
So we are, as we said, fifth round, and the competition has been amazingly fierce. We've had some incredible guests come on, guest judges. So, Trevor, what we're going to do is we have two guests come on. They go head-to-head. We have a game that we're doing that we call By the Numbers. So what we've done is we have come up with four categories: size, what are you, age, and a wacky attribute. You, Trevor Duval, who are our guests today, are going to give us different numbers. And by the numbers you pick, you will be creating the characters that the contestants have to do on the fly. They have been given two lines of dialogue that they were allowed to have overnight. We will do two rounds, and then we throw a third line of dialogue, which they have not seen, to see how they do with cold readings. And we go from there. In between each round, or in between each take, I should say, we like to throw it to you and open to us, the guest judges, to maybe give everybody some notes, maybe give them some ideas of what they could change, what they would do differently. And then we, you know, go through the three rounds and then we decide who is moving on to the Elite Eight, which is a lot of fun. So we last week was a great round. The week before, it was amazing. We just, Cree Summer was our guest judge, and we were going back and forth. They were so good We just didn't know who to pick. It was really, really neck and neck. I mean, the competition is getting very, very stiff. Everybody's doing really, really well. So it was really great. So is everybody here? Are the contestants with us now? Yes. Okay. So our contestants are with us. So we bring our contestants in just by whoever was in the waiting room first. So I believe our first contestant that was here is Hannah from Alabama. So if we could bring Hannah in and learn a little bit about her before we start our show, that would be great. Hannah, come on in.
Hello.
Hi, Hannah. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Welcome to the super awesome contest to become the next big voice actor.
Thank you.
And congratulations on making the top 16.
No pressure, right?
No pressure. I'm Will. This is Christy. And our very special guest judge today is the legendary Trevor Duvall, who you've heard as everything.
Hello. How are you? Hello.
I'm well. That's how he sounds, darling.
So, Hannah,
that's his real voice.
That is his real voice. We've never actually, no one's ever heard his real voice. It's like going back and seeing the beginning of time. You can't actually see it. So Trevor, I don't think even remembers what Trevor actually sounds like when he speaks.
None of us remember what we sound like in here. It's very strange.
See? So Hannah, where you know, you're from Alabama, correct?
I am.
And what made you decide that you wanted to be a voiceover actor?
Well, I was originally studying to be an opera singer, and I had a really rough summer where I was just sick every other week and singing just wasn't happening, and I needed a creative outlet. And I had always loved playing, you know, video games with my brother. We played like Knights of the Old Republic, Modern Warfare 2, and we just had a blast at those. And actually Avatar the Last Airbender was running while I was sick, so I was watching that in the middle of the night. And I was like, it never registered to me that like voice actors could actually was a job, like people did that.
That's my story. Like,
and I was like, wait a minute, like, how do I do this? This sounds like a great creative outlet. So I typed in like, how do I become a voice actor? And I got Dee Bradley Baker's website that popped up.
Yep.
Started educating myself. And so like for 3 days, I just like really got into it. And then I was like, all right, I'm going to throw some auditions out there and see what happens, because why not? And yeah. With my laptop microphone in my basement, we recorded. We had no idea what sound quality was. We just went for it and booked 2 of the 3. And I was like,
that's great.
Oh. I was like, oh my gosh, okay, this is something. And then it unraveled into this unbridled passion that's really taken over.
That's great. But you do not have representation, correct?
I don't.
Okay, good. Or else I would have disqualified you right here, unfortunately, Hannah.
Oh, so sad.
We're looking for amateurs. That's the point.
I mean, the thing is though, honestly, you may be amateur, but you sound like you're a pro. So I'm excited to get into it today with you, Hannah. Thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure. Thank you, guys.
We will make this as inspirational and positive experience as possible. I promise.
Christy will. I want to make it painful and difficult.
Well, challenge accepted, Mr. Fidel.
I love that. All right, Hannah, you have your couple lines of dialogue ready?
I sure do.
All right.
Okay, perfect. So we will be back with you in a moment. And now we are going to go with contestant number 2 is Adam. Adam from Illinoisies.
It's Illinois.
Illinoisies. I like to pronounce the S. I was just in Illinoisies last night, literally.
Where are you?
I was. We were at C2E2 this weekend in beautiful downtown Chicago, Illinois.
Wait, is that where you had that amazing reunion and birthday party?
We had our 96th birthday party for Mr. Bill Daniels, and a lot of the cast of Boy Meets World was there. It was absolutely wonderful. It was great. But we're not here to discuss Mr. Bill Daniels. We are here to discuss Adam from Illinois. Adam, welcome to the show. Congratulations on making the top 16.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
And we are here with Christy and Christy Carlson Romano. And that
That's
is Trevor
me.
Duvall.
That's my name.
Who is actor extraordinaire. I like to use the word redoubtable because it sounds like an insult and nobody really knows what it means.
That's true.
So the redoubtable Trevor Duvall is here.
I gotta Google that.
And I am just curious, what started you on your journey to become a voiceover actor?
Cool. Yeah. I think like a lot of people, I grew up with my brother watching a lot of cartoons, playing a lot of video games. I took the more scientific mathematic track and then pivoted back around over the last handful of years in Chicago back into RPGs and long form improv. So all these things kind of go hand in hand together. And I was like, I'll just try to do some of this stuff, and have been loving it pretty much ever since.
That's great. Ooh, and an improv background, that is very helpful when it comes to the world of VO. So we are going to have to see. Do you have your lines of dialogue ready?
I do.
All right, perfect. We are going to be back with you. Your fellow contestant got here first, so we will be starting with them. But we will be back with you in a second, Adam, and we will start our wonderful game.
Sounds great. Thank you.
All right, see you in a bit.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but, like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
All right, everybody, here we go. It is going to be round one of By the Numbers, and we are going to start with Hannah from Alabama. So, if we could bring Hannah back in. Hi, Hannah, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am good. We are going to jump into this. So, as you know, Hannah, or hopefully you know, that we have four categories: size, what are you, age, and a wacky attribute. And by random chance with Mr. Trevor Duval, we are going to be picking the character with which you are going to be reading your line of dialogue. So, Trevor, if you would, sir, a number between 1 and 6.
4.
And now a number between 1 and 12.
11.
And now a number between 1 and 7.
1.
And now a number between 1 and 11.
This is so hard! 8.
8. Christy?
Okay, I got it. You are going to be a small merperson who is ancient, who has been stuck in traffic for 6 hours.
We never said it was going to be easy, Hannah.
No, sir.
You can take the character and do whatever you want. We are just going to be reading the first line of dialogue. So, Hannah, at your pleasure.
All right. It is not the size of the dog in the fight. It is the size of the fight in the dog. Unless you're fighting a lion or traffic, then the size of the dog matters.
I like the ad lib in there too. Trevor, do you have any notes?
Yeah, what was the description again?
A small, ancient merperson who's been stuck in traffic for 6 hours.
Cool. Well, you definitely got the frustration of being stuck in traffic. I definitely heard the small. Mm-hmm. I would like to hear, just for fun.
Absolutely.
Let's hear what happens. The two things. I'm going to throw two curveballs at you here. The first one is, can you dial up the ancient? I want to hear some wisdom in there. So it's going to, you know, you gotta balance the frustration of being in traffic with the wisdom. But also, and here's the fun one. I'd like to hear, like, you're trying to breathe air, but you have gills because you're a mer person, so you're having some issues with not being in water. Ha! Let's see what you do with that!
Okay!
Poor Hannah.
All right, Hannah, those are your notes. I don't have anything to add to that. Christy, do you?
No, how could I? That was perfection.
I do too.
That was what is it?
Redoubtable.
The normal
note I have the first time they read it, because people have their adrenaline pumping a little bit, is slow down. But I think actually the pace was pretty good.
Yeah.
So once again, line one, Hannah, at your pleasure.
It's not the size of the dog in the fight. It's the size of the fight in the dog. Unless you're fighting a lion. Or traffic. Then the size of the dog matters.
All right. Thank you so much. We will be back with you in a moment. Not bad. She took the... So one of the things we're noticing, obviously, while we're doing this, Trevor, and I know you've already picked up on this, is just to see how they take direction.
Right.
And kind of how they're taking the notes. And I thought she added, you know, a little more texture to it, which was nice. So let us go on now and see what contestant number two, Adam from Illinoises, can do. Hey, Adam, how are you?
Doing well. How are you?
All right. I am doing well. So as we just explained to your fellow contestant, you know we are going to be playing by the numbers. We have four categories for you: size, what are you, age, and a wacky attribute. And through a random chance of numbers that Mr. Trevor Duval is going to pick, we will be creating the character with which you will be reading your dialogue. So you got that?
Got it.
All right, here we go. Trevor, if you would, please, sir, a number between 1 and 6.
6.
And now a number between 1 and 12.
3.
And now a number between 1 and 7.
7.
And now a number between 1 and 11.
2.
Christy?
You are a 95-year-old Scottish mouse. Who is microscopic?
So once again, that is a microscopic 95-year-old Scottish mouse.
Okay.
All right, ready? So you got line number one there. Adam, mm-hmm. At your pleasure.
Well, it's not the size of the dog in the fight. It's the size of the fight in the dog. Unless you're fighting a lion, of course. Then the size of the dog matters.
Thought that was pretty good. Trevor, any notes?
Well, wow. Yes, that's good. It's interesting. A lot of people, when they hear Scottish, they tend to go into Irish. You had a little Irishism in there for a second, which is fine. That's fine.
Trevor, by the way, the master of dialects.
Yeah. I'm not gonna go on and on about accents because that's a very specific thing. But I like the attitude of it. I wonder if 95 years old and microscopic. So let's not focus so much on the accent part of it now. Let's focus more on the 95-year-old mouse and microscopic. That's I'm thinking small. I'm thinking. I want to hear small, but I want to hear kind of crotchety because 95-year-old and Scottish goes very well together. so small and crotchety is what I would say we can build into that.
Okay. All right. I would also say, just from a technical standpoint, I'd back off your microphone just a little bit.
Right.
Yeah.
Or maybe even just turn your gain down just the tiniest little bit. And Christy, do you have any other notes?
I don't.
I think it's perfect. All right, Adam. At your pleasure.
It's not the size of the dog in the fight. It's the size of the fight in the dog. Unless you're fighting a lion, the size of the dog really matters there. Oh, ow, ow. Oh.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. We will be back to you for round two.
Good, thanks.
Interesting. When you gave the note of crotchety, did he think that meant in pain? Or I don't know where I got that from, but
it was kind
like
of a little more coffee, I think, than
like
than...
he was struggling with that. That was his choice.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but I loved that both of those characters were super tiny for both of them. So we saw their voices very small. And that was cool. That was a good round.
I thought just if we're going round by round, I thought the first round, I think her adjustments were a little better than his adjustments were.
Really? I disagree.
Oh, really? Okay. You do. You thought his adjustments were better?
No, I think that his acting was better from the jump.
Mm-hmm.
I think so far it seems like he's really putting himself into those characters. I think I want to encourage her to have fun with it, you know, because a lot of times what we've seen in these contestants is that they'll get in their heads with all these notes. And that's really truly what we have to deal with when you're in the booth or when you're, you know, given an audition. So
something I saw with him was that he immediately physicalized it. And that's, you could see his body shape sort of change as he's inhabiting that character. And that's massive.
That's true. No, that's very, the acting, I think he would have the leg up. I thought she took the direction better than he did, but I thought his acting is better. And at the end of the day, we're looking for a voice actor. But hey, that was just round one. We are going to round number two. If we could bring Hannah back in, please. Hello, Hannah.
Hello again.
Welcome to round number two. So you've got your second line there. And once again, Mr. Duval, if you will, a number between 1 and 6.
3.
And now a number between 1 and 12.
12.
And now a number between 1 and 7.
4.
And now a number between 1 and 11.
5.
Okay, this is a good one. You are a 15-year-old teddy bear, medium-sized, who just lost the love of your life.
Oh, my.
No, number 5, Christy.
Oh, he thought he said 6.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then never mind. You just won the lottery.
Exactly. Talk about two different things. You lost the love of your life. No, wait. You just won the lottery. So,
a teddy bear losing the love of their life. This kind of makes sense. But okay. So you are a 15-year-old teddy bear who's a medium size who just won the lottery. Good luck.
There you go. And now line number 2, Hannah, at your pleasure.
I was sitting here contemplating some of the mysteries of the world. Like, why do you park? Why do you drive on a parkway? But park on a driveway? Oh, weird, right?
That was very good. Trevor, any notes?
Yeah, that's good. I wonder, this kind of changes it up, but what the hell? That's what we're doing here.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
What if you keep everything you did. Keep everything perfect, just like you did. Perfect. Okay. But now I want you to build in this idea of like full-on teenager. I want to hear some of that going on.
The 15
is old or something.
Okay. I won the lottery and I'm 15. Great. Okay.
That's awesome. Christy, anything else?
Yeah. I mean, I think that... yes, I think that, and speaking from the 15-year-old female viewpoint in that, I think it's easy to go caricature with that. And it might be fun to kind of do that with more of a point of view rather than just going straight for like the full, you know, teenage archetype. Because teenagers now are different than teenagers when we grew up, because you could almost even make the choice of, is she really all that excited about winning the lottery? Because these kids, I just don't know what these kids value anymore. But you know what? Let's just say she's really excited for the sake of range in your voice and have fun with it.
Keep that energy. A whole other thing.
I'm just going on a tangent. Don't listen to the thing I just said. No, but for real, like, I just think that, like, you know, it's, you don't, as a female voice actor, you don't want to get caught in the trap of doing the same thing. And so you want to really find your voice and what your instrument, Hannah, is into the female voice of that. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. So let's give it a try. Have fun with it. Like Trevor said, Will, what do you think?
I agree with, I'm just now excited to hear what Hannah's going to do. So here we go, Hannah, once again, line 2, at your pleasure.
I was sitting here contemplating some of the mysteries of the world. Like, why do you drive on a parkway, but park on a driveway? Weird, right?
Awesome.
Cool stuff.
Very really nice. Good. Thank you very much. We'll be right back with you.
Well, I'm tickled because I said nonsense and she listened to it. Not just probably Trevor, but...
No, actually, as soon as you said that, I was like, oh yeah, no, I just steered her directly towards a stereotype. you pulled her away from that. And I loved it that she took that part of the note because she took sort of like, you could feel the character building. Like the character's trying to be super cool, but then just can't contain themselves. And that was great. There's some lovely shape to that bit.
Yeah, good choices. And I thought she made a great adjustment there, and the acting was there on that one.
Right.
Fully.
Yes, yeah. Fully. Now I'm confused, guys, because now I don't know.
Now we're neck and neck. Now we are neck and neck again.
Now we got a competition here.
Oh my goodness. All right. Well, let's bring back Adam from Illinoisies for round number two.
Illinoisies.
Fight.
Hello, Adam.
Hello.
Welcome back, and we are now going to be doing line number two. Playing by the number. So, Mr. Duval, once again, sir, if you would, a number between 1 and 6.
I'm running out of numbers here! six.
No, we did do that.
Two.
Okay.
Copy that. All right, now a number between 1 and 12.
3.
Oh, we did that already. Too.
Pick another one. My God, see, I'm the same guy every time. 8.
All right, and now a number between 1 and 7.
Nine is not
nine
seven.
Is not between 1 and 7. 11. 11. You want 3?
All right.
And now a number between 1 and 11.
This is 9. This is for the win. 9 for the win.
Okay. All right.
Christy.
You are a shocked big fish that's 10 years old. A big old 10-year-old fish that's shocked.
All right, Adam, you ready for line number 2? At your pleasure.
I was just sitting here contemplating some of the mysteries of the world. Like, why do you drive on a parkway but park on a driveway? Oh, weird, right?
Like how for some reason he's sad.
He's swimming either way. That's so
seriously
funny.
Trevor, any notes?
Yeah, that would be my note. I liked it. I think if we can play, you're doing the sort of thing, which is awesome. Can you take that and use that to fuel the shocked attitude?
Sure.
And also, I'm missing the 10-year-old boy, but I do... Like, I do love that he feels big, like he's a big boy. You know, he's like a big 10-year-old boy. So I kind of love that. But I wonder if there's a way to feel like he's more a 10-year-old boy somehow.
All right, Adam, here we go. You got your notes ready to go. Line number 2, at your pleasure, sir.
I was just sitting here contemplating some of the mysteries of the world. Like, why do you drive on a parkway? But park on a driveway. Weird, right?
Thank you very much.
Yeah,
we will be right back
you.
With you.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty, beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is hard, man.
This is going to be a tough one, but
we may actually have a tiebreaker on this one.
I know.
Honestly.
I've got to be honest. I thought her last round was really strong.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I think he took the first round and she took the second, if I'm honest. So I think we are coming in to round three tied. That's my personal opinion.
Me too.
Sure.
We haven't even done a tiebreaker yet. We won't even get there yet. But we are now going to round three. This is the we will see if the cream will rise to the top here, because this is the line of dialogue that neither of them have seen or have any time with. So
dude,
it is a completely
is
cold reading. Let us start with Hannah. So here we go, Hannah. Hello, Hannah.
Hello.
So if you could look at your chat.
Yes.
Trevor can tell I write all these.
Yes. You'll stink all over it.
Can you see the line of dialogue?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so while you read that, Trevor, please, a number between 1 and 6.
1.
And now a number between 1 and 12.
10.
And now a number between 1 and 7.
3.
Mm-hmm. One more time.
Oh, 4.
No, wait. You said, okay, 4. No, 4 works. Mm-hmm. 4 works. Mm-hmm. And now a number between 1 and 11.
Have we done 11?
We have done 4 for her before, just so you know.
Oh, okay. Then
so
can we do 4?
Okay, I'm sorry. Yes, yeah. You're right. You're right, Christy. Give
so
me one more.
So let's go. 1, 10, sorry.
1, 10, 5.
Okay.
11, yeah. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, great. 1, 10, 5. 5's good for her.
5 works. And now one between 1 and 11.
6?
Yeah.
6 works.
Okay, you ready for this?
Here we go.
You are a giant robot that's 30 years old whose love of your life just left.
No, there it is.
There it is. Which actually works perfect for the line of dialogue that
it
you got
really
there.
Does.
And a robot
to boot.
Oh, boy.
All right, Hannah. At your pleasure.
I was on a date the other night, and it wasn't going well. So I swiped him right in the face. Is that wrong? I never learned how to use any of those dating apps.
Cool. A robot who cries. I love it. Trevor, any notes?
Yeah, in that vein, just because let's hear what happens. I like that you were kind of holding back on the robotic thing, but what would it be like if the robot had very robotic emotional outbursts now? Right?
Oh, okay. So, like, normal speaking, but robotic emotional.
Whatever that means to you, sweetheart.
Absolutely, darling. Okay.
Also, I feel like your natural voice to me sounds more 30s than the voice that you had done there. So maybe enjoy more of your richness of your voice, you know, because even Siri has like a womanly 30s type voice like that.
Good point.
All right. I'm not going to add anything because I think all of that is absolutely right. I would go with what they said and at your pleasure.
I was on a date the other night and it wasn't going well. Insert emotion here. So I swiped them right in the face. Query. Is that wrong? I never learn how to use any of those dating apps. Insert anger.
Good good stuff.
Oh,
we love an ad lib. We love a useful ad lib.
Thank you very much. We'll be back with you. That was.
I can hear every director I've ever worked with going, "Can we get one as written, please?"
Yeah.
Yeah. I know.
But right? You know, as an actor, it was like she took all the notes, added her own thing, did something none of us were expecting.
Yes.
That was a wonderful take.
And what do they say in our acting world here? They say, you know, you can't ever go too big. The problem is that when somebody's too small, it's way harder to pull them out of that.
Yeah.
So we're looking for somebody that goes big, makes bold choices. We've said this many times week by week. So she's doing it. She's having fun. That's important.
She is. She's also completely relaxed from the first round, obviously. She's joking with us in between the takes.
She knows she's doing good. That's why.
That's the thing. That's the thing. So, yeah. All right. Well, let's. That was very good. That was. Let's see what Adam can do. Let's see what Adam can do, because he's been great as well. So here we go, Adam. All right, Adam, we got one to throw at you here. As you know, we're going to give you one line that you've never seen before. It is going to be on your chat there. Can you see it?
Yep.
All right, so as you're reading that, Trevor, please, a number between 1 and 6.
Oh, I'm going to totally repeat myself. 5?
No, that's good. 5 is good. 5 is good. And now a number between 1 and 12.
Have we done 7 on that one?
No, we have not.
No, we haven't.
And now a number between 1 and 7.
1, 7. 1 and 7. What can we do? 2, 1 and 7.
Yeah.
Yes, we can. And now a number between 1 and 11.
Can we do 10 on that one?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, we can. What do we got, Christy?
So you're a tiny 5-year-old flower who's afraid of your own shadow. I don't know, guys. I mean, it's interesting to me with the 5-year-old. I guess we'll let him do it.
Well,
right?
Yeah, let's see what happens, and then we'll go from there. So, Adam, you got your marching orders. At your pleasure.
I was on a date the other night, and it wasn't going well. So I swiped him right in the face.
Is that wrong?
I never learned how to use any of those dating apps.
Trevor, any notes?
What was the description again? One more time.
A 5-year-old flower who's scared of their own shadow.
Right.
Yeah. Who's tiny.
Yeah. I would love to really get the sense of that kid energy, that really sort of hesitant kid energy thing. I'm not going to do an example because I want you to do it. But very, very young kid energy in terms of speech pattern, whatever that means to you. Like 5-year-old, really, that's what I would say. I want to hear more the child in that.
See, and you know what's frustrating for me is that I feel like a lot of times we'll see something like in Roger Rabbit with the baby Louie, right? Where it's like, was it Baby Huey? Baby Huey, right, Roger Rabbit? Where it's like, you see the baby, but then he has this really, Jersey accent.
Yeah,
and sometimes, you know, we see a lot of ironic animation voices where, because why would a 5-year-old be talking about a date? So I don't know. I'm kind of like, do we encourage him to just full-on do another bold choice, or...
I think you got to play. You've got to, as an actor, that's part of it, is you've got to make your choices and then you've got to run into them. So I think, Adam's got to decide how he wants that 5-year-old to sound and 5-year-old to be. And are you playing against type? Are you playing with type? Are you, that's part of the deal, is you got to make those choices. So with that in mind, Adam, why don't you take another swing at it? At your pleasure.
Can I get the description one more time?
Tiny 5-year-old flower who's afraid of his own shadow.
I was on a date the other night, and it wasn't going so well, so I swiped him right in the face. Is that wrong? I never learned how to use any of those dating apps.
Thank you, Adam. Appreciate it. We'll be back with you.
Thanks.
All right, let's talk about this.
Okay, guys, I think we may have a tie, only because I really feel like we've not been able to utilize his voice base. I'm like frustrated for him.
I know, but I think, I don't know, at the same time.
Can we do a tie on this one? Please?
You just want to do a tie.
I don't know. I don't know. I've also, yes, I do. I want to do a tie and I want to do a Trevor and you.
I know, but I personally don't think it was a tie.
Okay, Trevor.
That is my own personal opinion, is I believe that she grew as we were going. Her acting got better as we were going. She took the notes as we were going. She was more playful as we were going. And she was ad-libbing and adding things to the character. Again, I could be overruled. But I personally think she did more with what she was given than he did. That's not to say that he was bad in any way, but that's my opinion. Trevor?
I think in this case, he got caught up on trying to play the notes rather than playing the scene. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I felt we lost connection with the meaning of the words because he was maybe focused on the directions we gave or something, but she was able to more inhabit the scene with the notes. Do you know what I mean? Like, she was, the character felt like it emerged organically out of the meaning of the words, whereas it felt like, with him in this last one, it felt like he was imposing the character on the words. And I know, obviously, it's super tough.
Sure.
This is a sentence out of context he's just seeing for the first time now, and then we're throwing sometimes contradictory notes at the same time. So that's a tough one. You know what I mean?
So maybe this was the tiebreaker. If we were to look at it like this was the final, you know, this
was
the final
round. Well, I
mean,
Trevor, do you think it's worthy of a tiebreaker?
No. I think she wins.
I have to agree. But I also tend to agree with you guys, and I really love the way that she took that 15-year-old note that I gave her.
Yes,
I mean,
totally.
that to me was like, I feel like really, really exposed.
Gave her another note, Christy, where you said, I like the regular register of your voice as a 30-year-old, and when she just went back to her regular voice, it was great.
Yeah,
she has a lot of range.
Yeah.
I just feel bad because I do think he's very great, and I feel like we should just encourage him to keep moving.
Oh, you know, definitely. No, well, we've talked about this all the time, Christy. The 16 that we ended up with could be signed. I mean, we picked 16 people that know what they're doing. Some of them need a little bit of acting experience. Some of them need just, you know, again, my overall note for Adam would be, and it's a horrible thing, but it's a note we all need to hear eventually, which is you need to get out of your head a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
You need to just feel, you know, the acting side, the organic side, and just kind of let go and be a little more playful, especially in the world of VO. Mm-hmm. And again, that's a tough thing to ask an actor who's auditioning with a line they've never seen before, with
voiceover
actors in front of them. We always talk about how horrifying this would be and some of the characters we create, like, we're sitting there, it is Rob Paulsen going like, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that character that you just, I mean, Trevor, you even said, you're like,
the
I
German
don't...
characters that we've
oh,
gotten.
Yeah, we've gotten, oh, it's God. Like, you're an ancient German mer person who just won the lottery. Well, what the hell does that mean? So it's, I know Trevor so well. In his head, he already has the character down.
Do it.
Oh, this isn't about me.
but that's what we're looking for. You're looking for exactly Trevor's face right there. That's the actor you're looking for. You're looking for, ooh, I already just had the voice in my head of exactly what you're going to do. And that's what we're trying to find. And with her adding those insert emotion here and showing how she could go from younger to... That's impressive, and I have to say, I think she took the day, and I don't think she was winning after round one, and I think she really turned it around.
Woohoo!
All right. We
go
all
Hannah.
Agree.
I agree. Mm-hmm.
All right. Now's the hard part. Oh God, I hate this so much.
Will is so good at this though.
I can't stand this.
I don't
if we
do
could
it.
Bring if we could bring Adam in, please, I would appreciate it. Ugh. Hey, Adam, how are you?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. We want to thank you so much for coming and congratulate you again on making the top 16.
Thank you.
Unfortunately, this is going to be as far as you go today. I'm so sorry. We have been discussing this for a while. We think you are great and you have to keep going. You've got a wonderful resonance to your voice. And it was a tough one today. Really, we discussed quite a bit. Who was moving forward, and by no means should this be the end for you. This should absolutely be the start for you, because you're good. Anybody have anything they want to add?
Trevor,
Oh, yeah. What? Will's dead. Yeah, no, I think something that Christy had mentioned behind the scenes is that you by total fluke kept getting characters that were really sort of young and small when we were sort of dying to hear something more in your, because we just, even when you're speaking, we can hear this lovely sort of, you know, resonance you have. But that's a way to cookie crumbles, kid. What can I tell you?
Yeah, it's awful. It stinks. We hate this so much. But yes, what we said before, and we were just talking about this, the top 16, the people that we picked, could all be signed by agents today. We truly believe that. And so you have to keep going and using this to move forward, because you've definitely got a possibility of a career here. And I think you need to keep going and doing what you're doing.
I appreciate it so much.
Yeah. Adam, I agree with what Trevor said. Obviously, we're all rooting for you still. It is complicated to be getting out of your head. And what we enjoyed, I think, most was how you were doing all of your physicality was kind of giving life to what you created today, and like just doing more of that and fine tuning the range of your voice will only help you more and more, I think.
Yeah, that's huge. That's one of the first notes that I had for you, or with the observations I had, was that you physically embodied the character, and that is big. That really, really helps. So yeah, keep going down that road and you'll find all kinds of cool stuff to use.
Cool. Well, thank you so much. I just want to say that I really appreciate this being on. I'm super thankful and grateful for you guys. I think this is just such an awesome contest that you're putting out there, just getting so many people involved. And I'm just forever grateful and thankful for the opportunity. And I just really love all of you individually and together on this podcast.
Well, so
I appreciate that. Adam, I'm going to do something really weird that I've never done before, but can you do me a favor?
Sure.
Can you, just as if you were reading an ad copy, say, drive the new Toyota Tacoma in your normal cadence, in your normal voice?
Sure. Drive the new Toyota Tacoma.
Done.
All right, perfect.
Hire him, guys.
I just wanted to hear what kind of your normal ad read voice was going to be like, because I think you might have a career doing that too. You've got a very nice,
oh my God,
young dad kind of voice.
Oh, yeah.
I would say if you're going to be putting together a reel, do a lot of ad read stuff, because I think you could find a very nice career doing that.
I think audiobooks too. I think he's got a beautiful voice to listen to.
Yeah, no, you've got a great voice. You really do. So I wanted to hear that, and I wanted you to be able to hear that when you listen to this back, because you should definitely make a reel. And animation's great, and I think you can definitely focus on some animation, but I think you got some ad read in your future. So
that's where the real money is, buddy. Believe
it's
me.
True. Thank you so much for joining us again, Adam. We really appreciate it. And congratulations again on making the top 16.
Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And now we get to have fun with Hannah.
Oh,
this
man.
Is my favorite part, because we like her to think she didn't make it. That's the fun part. So if we could bring Hannah back in. Hey, Hannah.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
That's good. Today was tough. Today was very tough. I just want to start by saying that, because the contestants that we have on are so good, and it's so difficult to pick, and you made the top 16, which you need to be so proud of.
Yeah.
The fact that you've made it this far. You really do, because it was great, and you did really, really well today, and we're just super happy that you were on.
Thank you.
So we just wanted to start by saying that. And then we wanted to say congratulations for making it to the next round.
Yeah, babe, you switched me. You said top 16. I was like, what? Oh,
so you did. You made it to the next round.
Oh, my God. All the emotions Hannah just had on her face on Zoom. Oh, man.
Congratulations. You did great.
Thank
you really
you.
Did. You took the direction very well. You were ad-libbing and putting your own stuff in there. And if I have any notes moving forward, it would be continue with that. The playful side, the fun side, the taking chances, the taking risks, that can only get you farther in this industry. So anybody else have anything to add?
I think her gain is a little low. I don't know what that's about. And we don't have our regular producer, because I want to hear the richness of your voice.
Is that better?
That is what we need. Yeah. Definitely just a little bit more loud. But other than that, girl, you're good.
I can fix that.
There you go. Trevor?
Yeah. You surprised and delighted me with your choices, and building on something that Christy had said at one point about how it's very easy to go to what seems obvious at first glance, but and that's good because sometimes producers have a very specific idea of what they want. But you got to remember when you're going into an audition, there's going to be 50 other people that are doing maybe that exact thing. So if you can throw a curveball in there and play the opposite, that can get you the job many times. And you obviously have an instinct for that, which is awesome, and it's going to serve you well.
Thank you.
You relaxed as you went on. By the time you were giving your last take, I was like, oh yeah, she could be in a room with us.
Yeah.
Like, hands down.
Definitely.
So that's great.
I agree with everything Trevor said. Yes, you started, you were a little nervous when you started. To be honest with you, you were not in the lead after round one.
Oh, no.
Totally honest with you. You ran into a very good fellow contestant today. But just like Trevor said, you relaxed and you let the acting take over, and then the natural kind of richness of your voice came through. So it was great. And just keep doing what you're doing. The competition is only going to get more stiff. Only one person can win.
Yes,
and the prizes, as you know, are pretty wonderful. So not only
really
flying out to LA, meeting all of us, training sessions with Mary McGlynn and, of course, Sam Riegel, but also signing with CESD, winning $1,000. It's pretty amazing. So we look forward to seeing you in the next round. Hannah, congratulations. You're moving on to the Elite Eight. Trademark. I'm trademarking that. Nobody's ever said that before.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And we will see you next time. Congratulations.
All right. Bye. Thank you, guys.
Bye.
Bye, Hannah. Aww.
Ah, that's so much fun. I think the right person went through. I do, but I also think Adam's got a shot. I do. I think he's, you know, everybody's good. So before we get too much farther, we want to give shout outs to everybody who has helped make this contest happen. Our friends over there at Prime Video, everybody on Vox Machina, and our friends over there at Critical Role. Don't forget, season 2 of Vox Machina is available for download right now on Prime Video. It is amazing. I'm not just saying that because I am on it. It is, in fact, very, very good. We also, of course, want to thank our sponsors, everybody that's helping us out. We want to thank iHeart, who has been so amazing in allowing us to do this contest. We want to thank CESD and everybody helping us with the incredible prizes. And of course, we want to thank Trevor Duval and all of
our great
celebrity guests who are coming on and mentoring and helping everybody and giving notes and doing all that fun, wonderful stuff. It has been great. Thank you again, Trevor, for coming out.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on, guys. It was fun.
It is too much fun.
And congrats, Trevor. If I don't see you again, I hope the Texas weather behaves for your upcoming nuptials.
Yes, we had not mentioned that, but Trevor's in fact getting married.
Yes, that's what he's got going on.
And I will be there.
She doesn't know it yet, but when I let her out of the chains in the basement, she'll be very happy.
What's great? When Trevor was building his wife, he said, all right, I need a number between 1 and 6.
Merperson.
You
She's
are dating
ancient merperson.
A 30-year-old flower. So thank you all for joining us. Trevor, once again, just so everybody knows where to find you, where are your socials and what do you got coming up and what do you want to pump?
The big thing I'm doing now is the Me, Myself, and Die show, which is a role-playing game show, but
yes.
I play, it's like Critical Role, except without all the people, it's just me, and I play all the characters. So that's a big thing right now. I just released a new series based on the Blade Runner game, which is pretty cool.
Cool.
All kinds of stuff there at memyselfanddie.com, or you can find it on YouTube. Otherwise, I'm on the Twitters at Trevor Duval, and... not that I'm ever on Twitter. I don't really have much time.
I mean, my Twitter just was hacked.
And oh, so was it really?
Yeah, it was hacked. I don't know when I'm going to get it back. Some guy, Pool X, stole my verification, stole my people, and started selling Bitcoin on my Twitter. So
I needed the money, and I knew your passwords. So
okay, good.
It was very, very simple. But thank you again for joining us, Trevor. Thank you, everybody else out there, for sticking with us as we're getting down to the nitty-gritty, and we are going to find the next great American voice actor. And don't forget, if you think you have what it takes to step up to the microphone, put your voices where your mouth is. Thanks, everybody.
I Hear Voices is hosted by Will Friedle and Christy Carlson Romano. Executive produced by Will Friedle, Brendan Rooney, Amy Sugarman. Our executive in charge of production is Danielle Romo. Our producer is Lorraine Virouez, and our editor/engineer is Brian Burton. And that was my announcer voice.
Some side effects of listening to I Hear Voices are sore abs from hilarity, falling down the Coco Melon rabbit hole, sneezing due to mass nostalgia, and hugs.
Follow I Hear Voices wherever you listen to podcasts so you don't miss any of the amazing voices.
Be sure to follow us on Instagram and TikTok at I Hear Voices Podcast.
You can also check us out on MySpace, Omegle, Vine, LimeWire, AAM, and Napster.
Okay, well, let's teach you about the internet.
The who?
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like...
Whoa.
And?
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.